Jeffrey Stevens and his pregnant girlfriend are both staying at homeless shelters in downtown Reno, run by the nonprofit Volunteers of America.
My girl, she's in the family shelter, and I'm in the men's shelter. Yeah, I can't be into the family shelter until the baby is born.
As Stevens prepares for the needs of his growing family, he's picking up new job skills from a series of training sessions for the WORK program, which is a partnership between Volunteers of America and the city of Reno. For each workshop, Stevens joins 8 other participants to learn about interviewing and resume writing. But it's not all talk. They're getting hands-on experience by working part-time to clean up urban blight, making $10 an hour.
I love the work. We clean the rivers, we clean the park, we clean the trash of Reno. We pick up the trash and we make it, you know, beautiful again. And people are appreciative and we feel good about the work we're doing. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
That's Melanie Young. She and her 3-year-old daughter, Ileana, have been staying at the family shelter for almost 3 months. For Young, Reno Works has given her not only a job, but also a stronger sense of community.
I want to do something with the public. I want to serve the public somehow, in any capacity, something where I can give back.
Young is one of up to 300 people sleeping at one of the Volunteers of America shelters on any given night. The agency also provides other support in the form of food, clothing, transportation, and counseling for those that need it. Spokeswoman Sandy Isham says there are a myriad of reasons people find themselves in desperate situations.
A lot of people don't realize with homelessness is it's not always a job issue. Sometimes there might be serious mental illness.
The agency tries to address each person's needs. Isham says those staying at one of the agency's shelters are also held accountable and expected to be proactive in turning their lives around. In order to remain at the shelter, people are required to meet with a caseworker to try and figure out long-term solutions.
There's a long, long list of things that might need to be addressed in their case plan. That's what the caseworker does, is they connect that client with whatever services they need in order to help them succeed.
Reno Works has similarly high expectations. That's what Pat Cashel says. He oversees Reno Works and the shelters. Already one person has dropped out for not meeting the program's requirements. Since the beginning, Cashel told the group that they'll be rewarded if they don't give up.
If you actually have perfect attendance and do really well in this and obtain a job, we'll give you housing vouchers for 2 years of housing and utilities assistance. So, and at that point, all 10 of them actually put their heads down on the desk and just start crying.
Cashel says he'd like to see the program continue beyond the 2 9-week sessions already planned for. So far, the city of Reno has kicked in $110,000 and Atlantis Casino CEO John Farahi donated $25,000 more. For Pat Cashel, this is a very personal mission. He knows what it's like to be homeless. Even though he's the son of former Mayor Bob Cashel, he was a meth addict for a decade and lived on the streets. He says committing to change wasn't easy.
It takes courage, tenacity, determination. It takes surrounding yourself with people that are healthy and clean. You know, I had to get rid of all my friends that didn't want that in their life. It takes love. It takes getting rid of guilt and shame about where you've been. Your past doesn't serve you any good. You got to let go of it.
Ultimately, Cashel says he's determined to get jobs for as many people from the shelters as he can so that they too can gain independence, afford to live on their own, and get a new start. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.